Paul directed to the church for instruction. Many have the idea that they are responsible to Christ alone for their light and experience, independent of his acknowledged followers in the world. But this is condemned by Jesus in his teachings and in the examples, the facts, which he has given for our instruction. Here was Paul, one whom Christ was to fit for a most important work, one who was to be a chosen vessel unto him, brought directly into the presence of Christ, yet he does not teach him the lessons of truth. He arrests his course and convicts him, and when he asks, "What wilt thou have me to do?" the Savior does not tell him directly, but places him in connection with his church. "They will tell thee what thou must do." Jesus is the sinner's friend, his heart is ever open, ever touched with human woe, he has all power, both in heaven and upon earth, but he respects the means which he has ordained for the enlightenment and salvation of men. He directs all to the church, thus acknowledging the power that he has invested in it as a channel of light to the world. It is Christ's organized body upon the earth, and respect is required to be paid to his ordinances. In the case of Saul, Ananias represents Christ, and he also represents Christ's ministers upon the earth who are appointed to act in Christ's stead. In the conversion of Paul are given us important principles which we should ever bear in mind. The Redeemer of the world does not sanction experience and exercise in religious matters independent of his organized and acknowledged church, where he has a church. The Son of God identified himself with the office and authority of his organized church. His blessings were to come through the agencies that he has ordained, thus connecting man with the channel through which his blessings come. Paul's being strictly conscientious in his work of persecuting the saints does not make him guiltless when the knowledge of his cruel work is impressed upon him by the Spirit of God. He is to become a learner of the disciples. All the members of the church, if they are sons and daughters of God, will have to undergo a process of discipline before they can be lights in the world. God will not make men and women channels of light while they are in darkness and are content to remain so, making no special efforts to connect with the source of light. Those who feel their own need, and arouse themselves to the deepest thought and the most earnest, persevering prayer and action, will receive divine aid. There is much for each to unlearn with respect to himself, as well as much to learn. Old habits and customs must be shaken off, and it is only by earnest struggles to correct these errors, and a full reception of the truth in carrying out its principles, by the grace of God, that the victory can be gained.